857 975 The Fanatic, Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975 as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Again, 610-632-0975. Keep that number programmed in your phone. 97.5 The Fanatic.
One of the five that I can remember.
That's right. That's right. Kyle McGee, K McGee 10 says, this is like choosing between children. Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I just finally voted. And yeah, it's bad. It's bad for the Curb people. But you know, it's cool. We enjoy them both. We enjoy them both. 610-632-0975. Last year, at this point, July 1st, J.J. Redick and Jimmy Butler were gone. Tobias Harris, Al Horford, Josh Richardson here. Remember, folks, Sunday, June 30th, 6 p.m., the NBA had changed the start of free agency to 6 p.m. to make it a little bit easier for everyone to do their work. Executives, agents, players to do their work, make things easier, and it was fun. Do you remember where you were when the first ball dropped of free agency, and that was J.J. Redick agreeing to terms on a two-year deal with the New Orleans Pelicans, who I thought was coming back to Philadelphia? Let me give mine first, and then we'll ask Tyler and if anybody wants to check in before we get to the Phillies about that. 610-632-0975. I was walking around the block because I needed some exercise, still on crutches, post ACL surgery. So I'm walking around the block to stretch my leg out a little bit. The doctor had already pointed out that after my surgery on June 10th or June 12th, that, you know, I can get out and get some exercise that way. And my nephew wanted to walk with me. So my nephew and I were walking around the corner. Meanwhile, my phone is just buzzing. Boom, 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 boom. J.J. Redick. What? You know, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to go crazy. All right, well, they'll at least keep Jimmy Butler and they'll figure something else out along the way. Maybe this means Tobias Harris will stay. Maybe they'll go out there and get Malcolm Brogdon like I wanted them to. None of that stuff. They went and kept Tobias Harris to trade for Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler. And then Al Horford was the final name that was dropping a little bit later in the evening on Sunday, June 30th. Ty, where were you when free agency started and J.J. Redick kicked it off?
So I think I had worked an earlier show. It was a Sunday, right? So I think I maybe had worked until 2 or maybe it was 3. And so I was in my car. And the baseball team that I played for had a game, so I wasn't playing. So I was sitting on the bench, refreshing. And it was 4 o'clock, and we were in the middle of the game, and everybody was like huddled around, like, "Oh, who signed? Who signed? Who signed?" And I'm like, "All right, first domino to fall seems to be J.J. Redick." They're like, "All right, cool, Redick's back." I'm like, "Nah, nope. He signed a big time deal with the Pelicans."
And I was surprised.
And everybody
2 for 27,
something like that. Yeah. It was pretty hefty. And everybody said the exact same thing you did. It's like, whoa, New Orleans? Really?
New Orleans. Yeah, New Orleans. Man. 610-632-0975. Still bothers me just because, most people who follow us here know that I'm a big J.J. Redick supporter. And I thought that it was necessary for him to come back. Many did not, simply because of his defense. Not anything to do with his offense, but he... just as much as he'll give you 17 a game, he'll give up that 17 a game as well, and big buckets at the end. Well, not often was he in the game towards the end because of the fact that he was not a defender that you can rely on for that. I was just a J.J. guy. I was a J.J. guy. Still am. I still am. 610-632-0975. 0975, and they miss him. They do. They miss him, even with the dribble handoff. Even with the dribble handoff. They miss him. Ah, man. Yeah, free agency. So, free agency would have been underway yesterday for us. Wouldn't that have been perfect for the show? I mean, we had a good show yesterday as well. Tonight has been fantastic. It's been fun. I miss free agency. We have to wait until October now. October, we did this the other day. October, it's 2 days after the draft.
So the draft is the 15th, I believe. All right, so and I think free agency starts the 17th. It's either that or it's the 17th and the 9th.
Yeah, somewhere.
I'll go back and check for
you. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. Oh, man. Free agency is the best. Real quick, Anthony M. Schmall says, so NBA and MLB players are going to wear it to play ball then? Talking about the masks? Well, Ant, you know they're not going to do that. We've already had our questions thrown out there about these guys are, you know, sweaty and bumping into each other as they come down the floor, setting screens and running off of picks, defensively all up in their chest. And Anthony, we've talked about this. What are they going to do? Is this the right thing for them to do? How many shows, Ant, have we done where we're asking, is this the right thing to do? So I hear you. I get it. Draft is October 16th. Free agency starts October 18th. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. Okay, so see, there you go. By the way, according to Mike Garofalo, Packers quarterback Jordan Love received a fully guaranteed 4-year, $12 million plus contract. Sources say signing bonus 6.5. It's the first time the number 26 pick received a fully guaranteed deal under the current rookie contract system. And I mean, they're going to give him a fully guaranteed deal, in my opinion, because of the fact that he is now supposed to be the future quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And they want to make sure they show him, obviously by taking him, you show faith in him, but then giving him this 4 years, 12 mil. I mean, that is a big number, but I can see why.
Well, and you think about it too. Not only did they take him in the first round, they traded up to take him in the first round and then sign him to a fully guaranteed contract. If the Packers don't believe that Jordan Love is the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers, they're doing a really good job of fooling just about everybody. They must really think this guy is legit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, you watch him play, and if you watch his tape from his junior year, you go, man, this guy is awesome. And then he was super inconsistent in his final season at Utah State. But if they can get him to revert back to two seasons ago, I mean, that, you think about it, the 26th pick, that's a steal considering you didn't take him at 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah. I mean, well.
You know, I mean, Tua goes 5. Obviously, yeah. Burrow's 1. Herbert right behind with, I think the Chargers took him at 6 or 7.
12 mil plus. Locked up.
They must really like Jordan Love.
Locked up. Our guy, Andre Odom. Fantastic agent out there. Our friend. First and foremost, our friend, Andre. Dre says, word? That's how y'all moving? Fully guaranteed rookie contract for the 26th overall pick? That's heavy. That's right, Dre. Heavy. Heavy. 610-632-0975. Well, it is July 1st, and that is typically known as Bobby Bonilla Day. But it is also the day that the Phillies...
Yes!
It's also the day the Philadelphia Phillies have returned to the field. All right, Phillies Twitter account at Phillies. Get a couple of still shots in there, right? Some photos. Bryce Harper out there, Citizens Bank Park. Look like our guy we talked about last night with a new look. Just a mustache like Connor Thomas, Rhys Hoskins. Long toss. Bryce Harper. Look like Joe Girardi behind the, behind the plate, taking a look at his leader on the offense, Bryce Harper. They're back. Back at it. Phillies say, okay, it's happening on Twitter. Everybody stay calm. And what do you think? Have you seen the Reese Hoskins new look with the mustache? Connor Thompson?
Yeah.
Connor Thomas style?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
You know, maybe I just really don't like Reese Hoskins.
We talked about him last night.
Maybe that's what I'm starting to settle on, because it's just, it's a bad look.
Yeah, it's a different look.
I will tell you, he is truly the doppelganger for Matthew.
The
guy that played
from Scream.
Yeah, from Scream and Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
I'm looking at him.
I forget what Matthew.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name.
I'll find it.
Yeah. But no, I agree with you 100%. By the way, Nike, continue, taking over. See them now on the Philly shirt and with Reese Hoskins here in this photo with the weird new look. I like the hat. It's a different hat. I like the swoosh now also on the uniform.
It's Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard.
Yep.
Yes, man, his career was crazy. His career was weird. Thought he would be more than what he turned out to be. Oh, I didn't realize Bryce Harper was wearing a JT Realmuto shirt.
Yes, sir.
Ah. Got it. Little statement? Little statement upstairs? Absolutely. So the Phillies are back. Good to see them back out there on the field. July 3rd, they will be back fully where they start spring training 2.0. As we were talking about with Jamie in Atlantic City with the Athletic story, where there were some general executives polled. I think there was a bunch of general managers and some other executives polled on the all defensive NBA teams, first and second teams. You only get to pick 10, two teams, two guards, two forwards, and the center. And here was the team according to the polling of the executives in the NBA. Rudy Gobert at center. Giannis Antetokounmpo at forward, Kawhi Leonard, the other forward, Marcus Smart, the guard position, and rounding things out with the least amount of votes, but enough to make the first team All-NBA, your very own Ben Simmons. The breakdown here as to why Simmons selected the second guard of the first team All-Defense: Simmons edged Patrick Beverley for the second guard spot on the first team, with coaches pointing to Simmons' height, long arms, and quickness that made him a force for that huge Sixers team. Versatility, length. He can guard all five positions, said one coach who listed Simmons on his all-defensive first-team ballot. In this day and age of positionless basketball, you want that kind of defender on the floor. So there's that. And I still contend that when it's all said and done, when the announcements are made, Ben Simmons will be on one of the first or second teams all defense at the end of the season. It's my opinion. And you see again here that that's where a lot of the NBA people are going as well when we're talking about Ben Simmons and the all defense. 610-632-0975. Do you believe that he is worth this? I say yes. I think he has been a fantastic defender. I've been talking about his defense since LSU. I remember when I had David Thorpe, formerly of ESPN, now of True Hoop, with Henry Abbott, and we were talking about David Thorpe and I. He wrote an article at the time about Ben Simmons' defense. While all are talking about his offense, he was talking about his defense, and I was with him, and I had him on the show, and we talked for a good amount of time. David Thorpe and I did. Coach Thorpe, he's in Florida. And so I've been on his defense from LSU and what he could ultimately be. And I mean, hey, the guy has turned out to be a fantastic defender. Doesn't take away from the warts that you have with other things out there with him, right? It doesn't take away from those things. But you can't ignore when you're that good either. You have to give that credit also. You have to give that credit. So, I mean, the guy's a good defender.
Well, and I'm sure you've probably seen the stat by now. It's not a new one. It's been out for, you know, almost a month now. from Basketball Index, right? Where it says the overall matchup degree of difficulty.
Yes.
Ben Simmons, number one overall, 99.9%. So it takes in offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency, how hard it is to defend them, how hard it is to get around them if they're defending you.
Yes.
99.9% for Ben Simmons.
99.9%.
You know who number two is?
Perimeter?
Yeah.
Kawhi?
No.
Marcus Smart?
He's actually number three. That's a good one.
Marcus Smart number three.
Marcus Smart is number three. Kawhi's actually not on the list.
All right. Is it a wing or a guard?
Guard.
West or east?
West.
Bev?
Bev is fourth.
Klay Thompson.
Not on the list. Also hurt for most of the year, so.
Guard. Mikhail?
Would you believe me if it was Drew Holiday?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Number two, 96.3%.
Yeah, I would believe that. And the only reason I said Mikhail is because I know with other stories that have been out there, people send to me that you know, he's gotten votes for different stuff like that as well. Mikhail has. So that's why.
He's a tough guard.
Mikhail. Yeah. But no, Drew, 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's the articles from John Krasinski in Minnesota and Joshua Robbins from Orlando, both now of The Athletic. They polled 33 of the NBA's coaches. Pardon me. I said executive. Coaches for an anonymous survey to get their all defense and defensive player of the year choices. Giannis is going to win the defensive player of the year. But coaches. So these are coaches' votes when it comes to Ben Simmons. Coaches' votes. Yes. So the guy can flat out defend. Okay? He can flat out defend. So July 1, Tyler's one of your favorite days. That would be Bobby Bonilla. Every July 1, since October 99, is that correct?
Something like that. I'll go back and get you the actual number.
To 2035?
2034, I think. 2034? But you're close enough.
It doesn't even matter.
Again,
July 1, every year, he gets
almost $1.2
million. $1.2
million. I mean, we talked about last night, we talked about, you know, Darren Williams. Amazing contract.
5.5 for the last 5 years without playing a game for the Nets.
That's not like, could you imagine just waking up, setting your watch to July 1st every day and be like, let's check the bank. Ah, there it is. $1.19 million directly deposited.
There it is.
And back to sleep.
There it is. Every year. Every year.
Just incredible.
Just a smart move by them. Whatever. I don't even remember what they did. How did this happen again?
So, and you know what the funny thing is, too? I did not know this. Apparently, that Bonilla actually is owed an additional $500,000 on a different day.
I did know
from
that.
From a second contract.
I did know that. Yes. Was that from, was he with the White Sox? No.
No, it was with the Mets. It was his first contract.
Okay. All right. Got it. That's just good, G.
So you get 500 grand on one day and then 1.2 million on, you know, a couple months later. So like, just, you know, have breakfast, take a shower, wake up.
That's just good. Agents. Right?
Although, agents. To be fair, too, we also, this is also the same, you know, platform and a couple of the same people, not you and I, but people in Philadelphia who were against, you know, almost making fun of the Washington Nationals because they wanted to defer Bryce Harper's money.
Yes.
It works out when it's, you know, in hindsight, Bobby Bonilla's contract looks great for him. How do you not take the money up front, though? That's the thing.
It's hard, but you know how we have these conversations about winning the lottery?
Yeah.
If you won the lottery, what would you do? Would you take it, you know, the annual payments that they talk about, or would you take the flat out?
Nah, yeah, I'm a lump sum.
You're a lump sum?
Yep.
Yeah, I might be a lump sum.
Because here's the thing. I am the kind of person that would, I think, responsibly spend the money, like the upfront money. You know, because everybody's like, oh, what would you buy? And I'm the kind of person where my first answer is like, oh, I'd pay all my student loans off.
Right.
You know, I would help with my parents' mortgages. You know, it would be very common, not exciting stuff.
Right.
You know, so I think that I could take the lump sum up front and be okay. I understand if you want to take an annuity and just be able to set your watch like Bobby Bonilla did to get $1.1 million every year.
Oh, man. What would I do? 1.1 every year or the lump sum you're talking about? Lump
yeah, I guess it depends on...
What would I do?
It depends on how young you are, you know, and how much money it is. Because I don't know if this is the case, but I know in the past that if you took the annuity and you passed away, I think you only got one shot at like a next of kin.
Yeah. Huh. What would I do? I don't know. I mean, a lot of things, obviously, but I just, off the top of my head, you would think about just things like a house and...
I've also heard, too, that, you know, if you take the lump sum and you're wise with it and you invest it into whatever you invest it into and you do well investing, you can actually make significantly more money than what you won in the lottery. So
yeah.
You end up making way more money by, you know, keeping a small portion of that and then investing the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. 610-632-0975. I'm looking at this photo from Ben Golliver on Twitter of. He says Lakers president's photos weird. They have masks on over their face. Lakers president Rob Pelinka and coach Frank Vogel bump elbows in masks during ongoing player workouts at El Segundo practice facility before Orlando. This is the new norm. This is the new norm. He has Nike gloves on, Frank Vogel does, and they have their Lakers masks covering their nose and mouth. Yep. Let's get used to it. And certainly when they're on the bench, since they're going to be wearing masks, you know they're going to have the team logo stuff on the mask. Tremendous. This is what it is. This is exactly what it's going to be. Now, there was also some news about the NFL, where the NFL is now cutting the preseason. Right? Two games, Tyler. Two games. Isn't this what a lot of people have been waiting for?
It's what we've been asking for a while.
Plenty of people have been asking for this.
It's going to be great to not get, you know, the barn-burning Eagles-Jets fourth preseason game. You know, what, it was 6-0 last year? Awful.
Terrible. I mean, no one wants to see that. So now that they are actually going to do this, this is something that we've all been talking about. Now, what does it mean when it comes to possibly having the extra regular season game? We'll find out. But all in all, it's good. We don't need to see the first one. No one plays. We don't need to see the second one. No one plays. And even 2 and 3, now they protect. They do the same thing. They protect their players. Even now. So I'm all for this one. Really. Pat Egan texts on the text board and says, remember that AI's agent was also a real one for that Reebok deal. Well, I want to make sure I have this right, because I don't think it was David Falk or Leon Rose, his agents. I think it was someone from Reebok that did that deal to make sure that he got his money. When he turned, is it 50 or 55 that he gets like $55 million? Whatever it was just great work looking out for Allen. Just great work looking out for Allen in general. Just fantastic. Making sure, you know, covering their tracks and making sure that he was able to get what he's supposed to get and not lose his money. And people still talk about him losing his money and all that stuff, and I still tell he has money. He may not have the money that you think he should have because his name is Allen Iverson, and the money that he's made from the NBA and Reebok and some of the other small, because he was one that didn't do many endorsements, but because he didn't want to. But the money that he made from both, and now this that Pat is talking about, an amazing job. But Bobby Bonilla, that man, Bobby Bonilla Day. That's all you have to say. Bobby Bonilla Day. It should be a national holiday. We should get that day off as well. July 1 and July 4th. Give us all a dollar. 610-632-0975. Tyler, hang on. We'll come right back. Our final segment. We'll give you all your time. to talk about Simmons and anything else you want to get into. We have a few other things that we want to tell you about, like the NBA considering delaying broadcast. We'll tell you why when we return. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens with you until 10. Final segment coming up right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
927, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. It's been a fun night here on The Fanatic, talking to all the great folks about plenty of things in regards to our sports. Something that Tyler and I were talking about. Give this poll before we get to Tyler that you just put up there on Twitter.
So the one that I literally just put up?
The one you just put
so
up.
So I just ask, you know, something that you and I were discussing tonight. If you won the lottery, what would you take, the cash sum or the annuity? So I'll see how, I'll let you know tomorrow. So it'll end at this time tomorrow. So early results, not too many votes, but early results say 60% cash sum, 40% annuity.
Okay. All right.
It's my money and I want it now type mentality.
Absolutely, man. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Tyler in Jersey next on The Fanatic. What's up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been like a whole day since I called you last.
I know, right?
I think it's been a minute since I got to clock in on a basketball conversation. I was scrolling through that list of the NBA coaches and selecting their defensive first team, and I definitely disagree with it on at least two fronts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Rudy Gobert as the starting center and Marcus Smart as a starting guard. And let's start with the latter. I think what you see out of Marcus Smart is kind of the same energy you see from Patrick Beverley, a guy who is maximum effort 100% of the time, you know, balls to the wall every single rep. And there's something to be said about that. But if I were to choose a player, game on the line, I need a stop. Out of the Celtics, I wouldn't choose Marcus Smart. All right, I would depend on Jaylen Brown to get me that stop before I got Marcus Smart. And just out of guards in the league, I think Drew does a better job just D-ing up players. He's a similar build, similar same position,
mm-hmm.
as well as
and more offensive responsibility, and still goes and defends you the way that he does.
Yep, as well as goodness, my bad. At the guard position, let's double up in New Orleans. The elder ball, Lonzo.
I wouldn't have put Lonzo on the first team. Well, I wouldn't have put him only because he didn't play enough this year to do something like that. But he is a very good defender.
Fantastic. And then with center, Rudy Gobert, I feel like, is getting a lot of legacy love.
Absolutely.
Because if you look statistically, look at the season, it's a down year for him defensively. His rating has dropped. His blocks per game have gone down. And obviously he has a bigger defensive responsibility than some of the other guys on that list. But his utility, his versatility, I should say, a guy like Bam Adebayo is far better on the perimeter and nearly as good as a rim protector. He's, in my opinion, I'd put Adebayo first team all defense over Gobert. Ben, absolutely first team all defense. Giannis, absolutely first team all defense. Kawhi, I don't see the effort out of Kawhi.
That's a legacy thing too, but even when he's out there, he's still, even as you said, the effort may not be there like in the past, but he's still so darn good, it's hard to leave him off.
When you need a stop, you know he can get you that stop.
Yep.
But there it's just those two little wrinkles I wasn't so sure about. And then, you know, I'm gonna throw in something you said earlier. Pickles absolutely belong in every sandwich, sir. And it needs to be known. Cheers is superior to, or not cheers, I'm sorry. Seinfeld is superior in every way. I just need that to be said. And in terms of would I take an annuity or a lump sum, I'm an annuity kind of guy. I think I can live off as little as possible.
You can manage, huh?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I feel like you give me a lump sum, I'm going to blow that very, very ignorantly, even if I tell myself, you know, manage this properly. But, you know, I love calling into your show, guys. I working late, delivering food every day. The Fanatic has really replaced music for me personally. My tastes have definitely changed since we went into lockdown. Wish you guys well. Get to the end of this shift and have a good night.
Hey, man, appreciate it, Ty. Be safe out there. Thanks for always checking in, man. 610-632-0975. Yes, you take that, you know, take that annuity and you work with it. Make it happen.
Listen, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I understand that I could definitely live, you know, with those being my means forever and be totally cool, totally content.
Yeah.
I just think that if I have the opportunity to, because, and even with the number that you're going to get per year, you're probably going to be able to surpass this. But if I have the opportunity to set myself up, you know, student loan free, debt free, car payment free, set my fiance up with the same thing, help my parents out, help my grandma, help my aunts and uncles, you know what I mean? It would change not just my life, but so many people's lives. And I still think that I would be able to be responsible with the rest of the money.
Yeah. Okay.
So while like the annuity is definitely more than livable, I just think getting that cash sum could wipe out and help so much right away.
For sure. For sure. No question about it, man. No question about it. Well, here's another thing with the NBA. It's been a heavy NBA theme tonight, which we really didn't plan on, but you know, things were going so well, we just stuck with it throughout the evening, and we can get into some of the other things tomorrow also. But the NBA is considering, and I'm looking at this, this is from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, and I saw this yesterday. The NBA is considering delaying broadcast slightly in order to censor trash talking or bad words. I think people would appreciate the authenticity of what's going on the floor. The drawback, of course, are the children who are watching the games, the kids who are watching the game. You may not want them to hear all that, especially from their favorite player, but we hear it sometimes. People, when that mic catches something like that, a lot of people focus on it and draw up, you know, they isolate it on a clip and put it up on Twitter or something because it's like, oh, did you hear such and such say this? Like, remember when Embiid was mad at Simmons when he ran into him and he almost hurt his knee? I think it was against the Lakers. Was it the Lakers or the Clippers? It was one of those teams, and he almost hurt him. And you hear Embiid saying, bleep, and walk to the bench. Remember that was a controversial thing?
Yep.
But we hear this from time to time. It happens. It was a question that I had, but I understand why they would do it. I understand.
I think it's going to have to happen. And even not even from a viewer standpoint, just from our professional standpoint, we are always on constant alert that when we broadcast the games, if one of the players says something, if a fan catches the mic, you know, too loudly, we got to be on constant alert. So, and that's with crowd noise. That's with, you know, Matt Cord booming through the arena. That's with music being played. I just think from a broadcast standpoint, it's going to be very difficult to not do that because everything's going to be heard so crystal clear.
Well, and the thing is, that considering a delay in the broadcast, I wonder how much. Again, it says slightly because they already delay it.
Right.
It's live, but there's that TV feed, if I'm correct. Maybe not, though, because sometimes we do catch those things. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
I think they have to.
Omar says, Omar Scruggs. O says, there's a certain word, very famous, controversial word they don't want to hear. Understood, O. Understood. Understood. You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. The Birds 610 forgot to mention on a call, Chick-fil-A gave me one bag for 3 sandwich meal nuggets and others. They couldn't have been nicer, acknowledging their mistake, allowed me to keep the bag they gave me originally and gave us our order, chicken fingers.
Free food.
With honey mustard, he said. Free food is never bad. But listen.
Honey mustard's a good call.
Yeah.
Second favorite.
No, it's not.
Do you not like anything but ketchup and barbecue? Is there any other sauces you'll go with?
I like sweet and sour from McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet and sour from Wendy's. I only use barbecue or ketchup from Chick-fil-A. I don't do that.
You've got two mains.
Yeah.
And then like one. Is sweet and sour a backup or is it equal to ketchup and barbecue?
Like if I'm with the kids and they wanted McDonald's or something, no barbecue sauce, we go sweet and sour. They go honey mustard, sweet and sour, but I'm strictly sweet and sour barbecue in that order. But no honey mustard. None of that stuff. No, I frown upon that.
It's a shame because I'd love to do is have you like blind taste test.
I'd know it.
You would know it. That's the problem is you would know exactly what you were eating.
I'd know it and I wouldn't eat it because now it's tainted. I'm not eating that. I'm really not eating that, man. But Chick-fil-A, the people, man, I'm telling you, they're the best. We spoke about Al Horford a little bit and Brett said something earlier in his meeting with the media where he talked about Al Horford, Joel Embiid, and basically what a lot of people are wondering, which is, how do these guys work together?
There is kind of like, you know, a team Al and a team Joel. And, you know, you figure out what that world is. And then there's the integration of the two of them. You start to get a little bit clearer idea of what did you do well, what didn't you, and why to both.
Two things there for me. The integration of Al, the integration of Joel. Certainly those two playing together. Starting power forward, starting center. Then there's the Joel starts. Someone else is in that Al Horford starting position. Al Horford anchors the second team. He's not committing to that. He's certainly not committing to it. But he's saying that, you know, there are two teams there that we can look at when it comes to Al Horford and Joel Embiid together. He's not committing to Shake Milton, Matisse Thybulle, Mike Scott, Glenn Robinson III. No one. But integrating Al Horford specifically with Joel Embiid and, of course, the two teams, one led by Al Horford, one led by Joel Embiid. He's answering, but he's not answering because he's giving himself an out. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I want a clear cut answer. You know, whether it's the answer that I agree with or not, you know how I feel. I think Shake should start and Horford comes off the bench, but whether it's the other way around or not, just give me a clear cut answer.
But is he going to now? Does he have to?
No.
Right now? No.
And that's the thing is he's not going to even if he, you know, quote, had to, but he doesn't have to right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he said these 3 weeks of training camp will be kind of the decider. Why say anything now?
Well, because he always answers. He answers, but he doesn't answer, but he gives you something. And you know that question was going to come, especially with the restart of the season. Shake having the success that he did. Al Horford also healthy now as well. What are you going to do? What have you done during this time? He has said it openly. Simply, hey, I've had the time to sit down with my coaches and the players. We watched so much stuff. I think we figured it out. Well, we're going to find out. That's why he's saying it. So let's get to that one as well as Brett Brown continues to speak about many different things, including what we were just speaking about.
I think coming into the training camp where I haven't seen these guys for 4 months is going to be eye-opening. And so we got a 3-week runway before the games begin where the 3 weeks is going to influence a lot of what do I see and, you know, pick somebody.
Yeah. There are a lot of questions. Every team has a lot of questions. Even the best in the NBA, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Lakers. You have questions. You do. Sixers have many. The Sixers have many. Ryan Brokaw. He was also, Ty, if you don't mind, we can run that one next with Ryan Brokaw. Ryan Brokaw signing with the 76ers this week, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks, brings that outside shooting, stretching the floor, helping Embiid and Simmons out when he's on the floor, certainly with the stretchability from behind the 3-point line. Well, this is the first time that we've had an opportunity since Ryan Brokaw has been added to the team to hear Brett Brown speak about his new addition, knowing him from Australia, actually cutting him from the 2012 team when Brokaw was like 16. He was like 16 years of age. And Brett Brown cut him from the Australian national team. Cut him. But there's no hard feelings. Ryan Brokaw had pointed out something's coming up on the Sixers.com NBA, the Sixers Podcast Network with Ryan Brokaw. I happen to be a part of that, so you'll get a chance to hear that as well. Here is Brett, though, speaking about what Ryan Brokaw adds to this team.
He's got an NBA skill in that he can shoot. I think there's an Australian toughness that he brings to the table. He's not 22. He's in the latter stages of his career. And it's one of those things, you know, like who knows? But that's how I see Ryan's entry into our team.
See, and 40% from behind the three-point line, we know the skill set is the man can flat-out shoot. Not flat-out shoot as if he is a Kyle Korver, right, where he's a role player, but someone who's going to be a role player that could also make an all-star team and be that much of a difference maker playing 30-plus minutes. Ryan Brokaw is not going to give you 30-plus minutes, but he will give you, when he's on the floor, you know why he's on the floor. That skill set is what it is, and they have a familiarity. He does, Simmons does with their connection from Australia, and any big man can use a shooter when it comes to, again, Joel Embiid. Will he be out there as a stretch four? Would he be out there as a three man, depending on who he's opposite, out there on the floor? No clue. But Brett Brown will have to find at least a few minutes, and he'll be in the shooting lineup, possibly for in-game situations, end of quarter, end of half type of situations for the 76ers. The backup point guard spot, if Shake Milton is not in that starting lineup, where Al Horford will be, like Tyler hopes Shake is still there. I actually have said, and we did the show during the start of the break, should Shake Milton remain in the starting lineup, Al Horford come off the bench, I was in favor, yes. I can't get mad if he decides to go elsewhere for whatever reason they decide to go back to the original unit that started the season, which is why they went out and got Al Horford. I cannot get mad at it. There's a reason behind it, but it better work. Type of deal.
Well, and that's actually me changing my opinion, because if you remember when we did that show originally,
yes,
I wanted Horford because I thought the veteran presence might, you know, hold out over an unknown commodity. We had seen Shake have a couple of good games. Right.
Yes.
We had seen Shake have a couple of good games, but we haven't seen anything from the postseason. But now that I've kind of had some time to think about it, it becomes more evident to me that I would rather have Shake in the starting lineup.
All right, well, how will Brett Brown decide the backup point guard minutes between Shake Milton, Raul Neto, maybe even Alec Burks, Josh Richardson? What will happen? Brett Brown shares what he thinks will happen in order to make that decision.
I mean, you'd have to say Shake's put his hand up in a pretty definitive way initially. Does it play out like that after a few weeks in Orlando and after a camp? I don't know. By and large, most time everybody walks out of gyms said in unison, well, he's clearly won the spot.
Well, his thing is always letting the gym decide. Now, is he saying this as Shake as a starter, taking Ben's backup minutes, or is he saying this as Shake being one of the first people off the bench? There's a difference. Now, I don't think Shake is going to be playing 30-plus minutes where Ben goes to the bench and then Shake comes in, but that could mean Al Horford, sixth man, he comes in for Shake Milton right around that 7-6 minute mark. Ben Simmons still on the floor. By the time Ben takes a seat, probably around 2 minutes in the first quarter left, Shake Milton is your backup point guard. So, he didn't say he's coming off the bench. He didn't say he's starting either. He didn't say he was going to have the rock first for Ben Simmons. But, left it wide open. He left it wide open. 76ers39 says on Twitter, I put Seinfeld on late at night to help me fall asleep. It's a good watch, but Curb is funny. I can't remember the last time I laughed at a Seinfeld episode. Whoa, a slight chuckle maybe. I don't find it earth-shattering. Give me Curb all day.
I agree.
All right, well, Is the poll done yet?
Poll just wrapped up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter. Okay, what do we have here?
Yeah, so despite, 76ers 39 coming to my defense, you got a pretty sizable lead in this one, and just under 400 votes. Which show do you enjoy more? Seinfeld, 65%. Curb Your Enthusiasm, 35%.
There you go.
Pretty big margin. I think you won pretty easily there.
You could have went Larry David and said pretty.
Well, yeah, I already used that one today, so I didn't want to wear it too thin.
76ers 39 also says anyone calling and talking about, this is a 2-hour caller a little bit earlier, moving Embiid or breaking up he and Simmons obviously does not know basketball and shouldn't be allowed to call the radio to discuss basketball. Let's show sports intelligence do better. Well, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, 76ers 39. We can debate it. And we can say, hey, we disagree, which we did, and don't think that that would be the case. Not for me. I don't want to move. I don't want to move Embiid right now. I do not want to move Embiid right now. Evan underscore Gear, G-E-E-R. Curb's first six seasons were classic. Could do without the political stuff now, every word, but Seinfeld is the all-time GOAT. And he does the hello voice from the episode where Jerry says, I think it was someone he was dating, her stomach, right like the belly button area, it can talk. And if it could talk, it would say hello, la 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 la. I think it was the stomach. Yeah, but it was hilarious. Either way, it's tremendous. Love that show. We appreciate everybody for just simply jumping in and sharing their thoughts on the show. With Curb, with Seinfeld, the Sixers. 76ers 39 hit us up a couple of times. Why ask the questions about Embiid's health if you don't want to hear it? Don't ask the question about his health if you don't want an answer. Come on, bruh. Not for nothing. He came back lighter this season than last season, so he put in the work last season. Yeah, he did come back lighter this season, but it wasn't that noticeable. Where you'd be like, oh, like you see Jokic right now, Marc Gasol, they lose that weight. Oh, now they're more, I don't want to say this, but a little flabbier, right? Not necessarily dudes known for their muscle, where Joel is built, right? He's built. But you can see when he's a little bit out of shape. Why ask the question about his health if I don't want to hear it? Because I don't want to hear it from him. I'm not asking him. I want to see it. I don't want to hear that this is my time and all. No, your time, as soon as you get into the league, is your time. What are you going to do to make the most of it? He continues, I think Embiid's gassing out might not be weight related. He's not Oliver Miller heavy. And he has never been fat anyway. His issue might be more internal. It might be more respiratory. And pro sports teams always think it's about weight. Not really the case. Who knows? Well, from what I understand, having been around the team since he's been here, 2014, when he got up to about 3 bills, there was a reason why he got up to about 3 bills. He was eating. It was that simple. He's eating, not taking care of himself the right way. Yep. So, yeah, the bills. 3 bills. Definitely 3 bills. Well, listen, man, we had a lot of great stuff tonight. We didn't get into much of the Phillies, even though they started. We'll probably do a little more of that on Friday once they actually take the field together for their start of spring training 2.0.
Oh, I'll be listening to that. Maybe the only night I won't be with you, but I'll be listening for sure.
Yeah, you big time on television.
So I don't know about big timing.
Big time on television. It's all good.
Just got to leave you for one night. That's all. I'm back with you next week.
Yeah, that'd be good. It'd be fun. Okay. I'm going to send you this on your direct message and you can do what you want.
Oh, with. Boy.
This is funny. It's a funny photo that is up on Twitter, as always, just the funny stuff that's definitely there. But no, a good conversation overall with Joel Embiid and what we expect from him. The question is, Yeah, will he be in shape? Brett says he looks pretty good, and I hope that is the case, right? You don't want to hear it because it shouldn't be a common theme when it's time to return for the next season. This is basically 4 months off, like a real off season. You just don't want to. I don't want to hear it when I say that 76-39 because it should not be a question anymore after he is now, although young, a young veteran in this league that should know how to take care of his body and make sure he comes back and take the job seriously of making sure his body is ready for the rigors of an 82-game season plus the postseason. It's okay for me to say I don't want to hear that anymore because it is his job to be in shape where we shouldn't question it.
Well, and I think the unfortunate part is, too, for a lot of these guys, it's not just Embiid, but it's, you know, a lot of guys that come out of school early, only play one or two seasons, you know. We think about them as veterans, you know. They've been around forever, mm-hmm. you know, in their fourth, fifth, and sixth season. But a lot of these guys still in their fourth, fifth, and sixth season are 22, 23, 24 years old. They're still kids. But we have to expect more from them because, yes, they're kids, but like you just said, they're not, you know, just out of school anymore or just, you know, whatever it might be. They have responsibilities to hold their end of the bargain up. It's tough to differentiate, you know, like Embiid is still a kid. Like me and Embiid are the same age.
But again, can you call him, you know, young anymore? He's 26, but he's been in the league since 2014, playing since a little bit later. But can you do that? Not really.
It's tough. It's really tough.
Well, listen, we have some news for we have some news
of the breaking variety.
No, just for the morning show.
Okay.
If you want to say it's breaking, they have a guest that's going to be fantastic. Andrew McCutchen.
Going to be a good one.
We'll be on with the morning
show. Looking forward to it.
Tomorrow at 9:05. Great job, Pat Egan and Jamie. Pat Egan and Jamie putting that together. And he'll be on the morning show. He's a great follow on Twitter. Hopefully he's good to go returning from his injury. The beauty of, again, that happening, the injury, COVID pushes it back a little bit longer where Andrew McCutchen might come back and be good to go. I wish I was working out with their trainers for my ACL. Because I'd be not that it's my guy's fault. It's more my fault because I can't work out every day like he does. But 9:05 tomorrow morning on the morning show, Andrew McCutchen from the Philadelphia Phillies. Great get. Fantastic.
Awesome get.
Yes. He's tremendous on Twitter.
Oh, he's fantastic. The his alter ego is phenomenal.
What's his name again?
Larry. Larry. Yeah, I think it's Larry.
Larry McCutchen. How did he come up with that? He just decided, you know what? I'm Larry now. I'm Larry McCutchen. Okay. All right. Well, whatever works, man. Whatever works. Well, listen, Ty, thanks so much as always, man. Great stuff. Really appreciated the fun conversation with Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld. Phones, phone numbers, landlines, pardon me. Landlines, phone numbers.
Stop calling my house.
Stop calling
my
house.
That's all I have to say.
Pickles on sandwiches. We've gone all over the place, and it was necessary tonight. We had a great time. So tomorrow we will be back at 6 p.m. Once again, I'll be in tomorrow for Joe Torti. Normally Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 o'clock. I'll be in for Joe Torti tomorrow night right here on The Fanatic. Tyler Zulli will be back as well. Make sure you tune into the morning show. With what's his name? That would be Pat Egan, part of the morning show with Mark Farzad and Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch. Pat Egan will be part of the morning show tomorrow, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow with guests at 9:05. Phillies outfielder. We hope he's back to normal, right? That would be Andrew McCutchen. So, for Tyler Zulli, I'm Devon Givens. Thanks to everyone for calling in. Thanks for everybody tweeting in. It was a blast. Always fun. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, and we'll have a bunch of things to talk about yet again. So I hope you enjoyed tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good one. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 p.m. right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.